The Pew Research Center defines the millennial generation as those born between the years of 1980 and 2000. This group now makes up more than 40% of the workforce, a number that will only increase over the next decade. Ken Miguel Cipriano is a local resident, Peruvian immigrant, and graduate of the University of Michigan. He juggled a number of jobs in a number of locations before getting to a sense of stability.
I think more the boomer generation sees a somewhat checkered past or work history and says, why have you moved around so much? Why didn't you get a full-time offer somewhere right out of college? That's just not the reality.
Millennials are said to be hardworking, nimble, and digital natives. But at the same time, a number of challenges face these younger employees. That includes debt, but also access to equity and professional mobility, and affordable living and lifestyle options. These challenges can grow exponentially when viewed through the lenses of race, gender, and other socioeconomic factors.
There was such the reaction that people of color, more so men of color, lacked that polish in this study, and that was how often that they were referred to in this group of case studies.
Mindy Asasi is the executive director at The Source.
It's very well documented. It's very well known.
Jumaan and I wouldn't be seen as driven. We'd be seen as aggressive in an interview when we speak.
Absolutely.
It's these different ways of labeling the same traits that you see in a person.
You can hear more from Ken, Mindy, and others on this month's Mutually Inclusive with WGVU's Mariano Avila, which you can find online through WGVU.org. Hillary Farrell, WGVU News.